Tonight, Wyoming Public Radio and Wyoming PBS will host a panel forum at UW exploring the Common Core state standards for education. WPR education reporter Aaron Schrenk will moderate the event, and he joins me now to talk Common Core and what to expect from the forum. Aaron, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
We've seen Common Core come up in headlines around the country quite a bit lately. For those of us who don't know the background, what is Common Core and why are we hearing so much about it lately?
So the Common Core state standards are a new set of benchmarks for learning in math and English language arts. Basically, they dictate what students should know in those content areas at each grade level. And these standards were developed at the state level and sponsored by the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers. They were first launched in 2009, and Wyoming adopted them in 2012. At this point, more than 40 states have adopted the standards. Before Common Core, each state developed its own learning standards and its own definition of what meeting those standards looks like. The idea behind Common Core is to create a new, more rigorous set of standards that's consistent across the states to ensure students leave the K-12 system ready for college and careers and ready to compete globally. Now, the reason we're hearing so much about Common Core now, one reason is because this year is the first year students across the country will be tested based on the new standards. That, and probably more importantly, because these standards have become highly controversial. There's deep opposition on both the political right and the left that sprung up very recently. And just to give you a sense of how quickly opposition has picked up steam, a recent Gallup poll says almost 2/3 of Americans hadn't heard of the Common Core standards until last year. And now 60% of respondents say they oppose them.
What exactly is it about these standards that's causing so much controversy? What's to oppose?
Well, there are a lot of concerns about Common Core. Some are worried about so-called federalization of education. This is a big concern among conservatives. This is the idea that with Common Core, the feds are coming in and telling us what's best for Wyoming students with sort of a one-size-fits-all prescription. And Wyoming is a state that very much touts local control, so that concern certainly carries some weight here. But remember, I said these standards were developed by the states, not the feds. But the federal government is involved in their rollout in some ways that worries critics. Race to the Top is a $4.3 billion federal grant competition, and when states apply to get money through that program, they score better on their applications if they've adopted Common Core. Now, Wyoming hasn't gotten any money through Race to the Top, so that's not as big of a deal here, but it certainly is in other states. Also, the Department of Education has given hundreds of million dollars to two different groups that are developing national assessments that will be used to that most states will use to test the students on the Common Core standards. So it makes sense that some perceive this as a top-down sort of thing.
What do concerns look like coming from the political left?
Among the concerns on the left is that Common Core is too rigid, that it will put even more focus on high-stakes testing and sort of stifle creativity in the classroom. And there's also a sense that this huge change to public education was cooked up with too little public input and pushed by a small group of people. And there's certainly some truth to that. Much of the Common Core initiative was bankrolled by Bill Gates through his Gates Foundation, which spent more than $200 million pushing these standards. And because of that, there are certainly some worried about the idea of market-driven education reform.
Aaron, you mentioned earlier that most Americans first heard about Common Core in the past year. How much of the current opposition would you say is based on a lack of information or misconception about the standards?
Yeah, there are definitely misconceptions at play here. And surveys show that Common Core is sort of a tainted brand name, much like Obamacare. So the public opposes the label more than they do the basic concept to which it's attached. Probably the biggest misunderstanding is the distinction between standards and curriculum. The Common Core state standards define what students should know, but they don't tell schools what activities, lessons, textbooks, and other resources should be used to get there. That's done through curriculum. So the standards are the ends, and the curricula are the means. And under Common Core, decisions about the methods and materials that work best for students are still made by local professionals and districts. Another common misconception is that the standards mandate more high-stakes testing. As I mentioned earlier, there are new assessments developed to test Common Core, but these are expected to simply replace old tests that are already given by states under No Child Left Behind. However, the new standards are higher and tests are expected to be harder for students, especially initially. Many predict scores are gonna drop. So that's certainly a concern for students, parents, and especially teachers whose job performances are often evaluated based on these tests.
So what do these standards actually look like? What's an example of a standard?
Okay, yeah, well, let's look at a couple. For example, one of the Common Core State Standards for first grade mathematics says that students should be able to tell and write time in hours and half hours using analog and digital clocks. One of the standards for English language arts for seventh graders states that students should be able to analyze how particular elements of a story or drama interact, like how setting shapes character or plot. Overall, supporters of the core say it represents a shift towards critical thinking and conceptual understanding and sort of away from rote memorization.
How has the rollout of these standards gone so far in Wyoming? What are the biggest challenges there?
So as I mentioned, Wyoming adopted these standards in 2012, and since then, districts have been working to get up to speed, some more than others. There have been some professional development opportunities to help teachers roll out the Common Core, but there certainly hasn't been enough of that in some districts from what I've been hearing. As far as challenges, Wyoming teachers have told me that one of the biggest challenges is that the new standards are basically a grade ahead of what's been Wyoming standards in the past. So with students now learning different things in different grades, it's a challenge to make sure there are no instructional gaps, that nothing gets lost in the shuffle and no students fall through the cracks. Another challenge has been classroom materials, textbooks specifically. Textbook companies clearly saw the Common Core rollout as an opportunity to make some money. And in some cases, materials were hastily labeled, as kind of a sticker slapped on the front of them that said Common Core aligned, when maybe they weren't. So there's been some confusion among curriculum coordinators and teachers about what materials might actually be best to use, and the textbook companies have definitely only added to that confusion.
That's all the time we have today, so it's a good thing that you and your panelists will have some more time to chat tonight. What time does the Common Core Forum start?
The event will go from 6:30 to 8 p.m. tonight in the UW Union East Ballroom, and I'd encourage anyone looking to dig a little bit deeper into these concepts to come check it out.
Great. Thanks, Aaron, for joining me today.
Sure thing. Thanks again for having me.